Being an effective manager, qualification one. We're going to look at a few qualifications. The first one is being a steward. God creates. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And if you keep reading in Genesis chapter 1, God created the world in 6 days. And after each day of creation, God looked back on what he had created. And when he looked back, he evaluated and he said, it is good. Every day he created, then he looked back and he said, it is good. He did that about every day except one day. Most people don't notice that, but if you read the text carefully, Genesis chapter 1, you'll discover that one of the days God looks back, but he doesn't say it is good. There's one day that is not good. Do you know which day it is? It's Monday. Monday is not a good day. So if you're driving your car right now, you're listening to this, you're on the way to work, and you're a bit grumpy, you're a bit sleepy, you don't feel like going to work, it's okay because Monday is not a good day. I'm just kidding. We don't know why that one day God doesn't say it is good. But all the other days, God looks back, he sees what he created, and he says it is good. And on the sixth day, God creates the animals, and then he creates man. And when he looks back on what he created on the sixth day, God said it is very good. It is good, it is good, it is good, it is good, it is good. It's very good. Genesis 1:27, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So God created human beings in his own image. God is a creator. And so part of what it means to be in God's image is we are creative. But we are not the creator. God is still the creator. We do things with what God has already created. So we can be creative with stuff, but we are not the creator. We're not the owner. So what are we? God creates a manager. In Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it, not to own it. Okay, we don't own it. We are there to work the creation and to take care of it. Okay, I mentioned in Genesis chapter 1, God created the world 6 days. Every day he looks back and he says, it is good, it is good, it is good, it is good, it is good. It is very good. But in Genesis chapter 2, God sees that the man is all alone and he says, it is not good. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. My wife points that out on occasion, that creation was not good until God created woman. It took a woman to make creation good. Well, here it says that God says, I will make a helper suitable for him. So the woman that God creates is a helper. And some people think, well, that's nice. I mean, that means that the woman is like a maid, or the woman is there to make sure that the man succeeds at whatever he does. But the word helper here, actually, the word helper, or the word that's behind the word translated as helper, is only used a few times in the Old Testament. It's used like 4 times. And 3 out of the 4 times, the word helper, that's being translated as helper, is used in talking about God, as in God is our helper. God is our help and our strength. And when we talk about God as our helper, we certainly don't think of him as our maid. So the woman is there to help in the management. In fact, perhaps she's even better at this whole management thing than most men. God creates a manager. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. That's what a manager does. So there were the many animals. They don't have names. How are we going to organize this? How are we going to think about these things? Names help us think about things and help us organize things. You start naming things and then you start coming up with broad categories. That's what a manager does. He takes the many, all the complexity, and he makes it simple. He starts organizing it in such a way that we can use it. So that's what man did. He becomes a manager, managing the creation that God created. C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, said, every faculty you have, your power of thinking, or moving your limbs from moment to moment, it's given you by God. If you devoted every moment of your life exclusively to His service, you could not give Him anything that was not in a sense His own already. All that God has and is been given to you. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. The manager is not the owner. Well, what does the manager do? The manager takes responsibility. The manager is responsible to the owner. Jesus told a parable, the parable of the talents. There was a owner. He was going to leave his property, and so he gave talents or money to three different servants. He gave five talents to one, he gave two talents to another, he gave one talent to still another, and then he was off. The one who was given five talents worked hard, invested, did something with it, and he doubled his money. So instead of five, he made it 10. The one with two talents did the same thing, worked hard, took the two, and it became 4. The one with one talent took it, was afraid of losing it, so he buried it in his tent. When the master came back, the man that had the 10 talents, wow, you know, you did a good job. The next one with the 2 talents became 4. The master was pleased and praised him. Then the master came to the one that was given 1 talent, and the servant said, well, you know, I was afraid. I know you're a hard man. I was afraid of losing it, so I stored it. I kept it safe, and here it is. And the master was not pleased because he said, you know, you could have at least put it in the bank. I could have gotten some interest. The manager is responsible for the stuff to the owner. He doesn't own it. It's not my company. It's God's company. Okay, so I went and planted a church. Do I own the church? No. The church is God's. And to be honest, there's a lot of freedom when you are not the owner. When you are the owner, you have all the headaches, all the problems. When you are the manager, you do the best you can with what you have. But when there are circumstances that are out of your control, it's like, well, you know, I'm doing my best. I remember when I was first planting the church, I felt the ownership of it. I felt like I had to do everything and I had to make it the best it could be, that it's going to succeed if I work hard and I make every service. This service has got to be better than last week's service, and the next week's service has to be better than this week's service or people won't come. And I felt the pressure of always trying to perform and make things happen. Well, finally, about 3-4 years in, God spoke to me and said, you know, this isn't your church. This is my church. I don't need you to, you know, make every service better than it was the week before. What I need from you is to walk with me. Spend time talking and listening in the word and prayer with me. Do that with your wife. Do that with your kids. Help a few other families walk with me too. That's all you need to do. And if those families share it with other families and it grows into some kind of church, you know, that's not your problem. That's my problem. I am calling you to a very simple thing. You just be faithful in that. We'll see what happens. The manager is not the owner. You don't have all the headaches of the owner. You're responsible to the owner. Accountability. The manager is accountable to the owner. Same parable. When the master went away, he comes back and he says, well, what did you do with what I gave you? You know, a lot of people want more money. You know, if I had just a little bit more money, I'd be happier. Or if a parent has money, they're hoping that that the parent leaves some of the money. They see their parents spending all their money, and it's like, don't spend it all. Have something left over that I can inherit. Don't be too quick to want money. Don't be too quick to want an inheritance. If your parents make a lot of money and then they leave it to you, that just means that one day you will stand before God and God will ask you, all right, I gave you all this money. What'd you do with it? I've told my parents, look, you spend your own money. You decide what good thing you want to do with your money, because then God will ask you what you did with your money. I don't want God asking me what I did with my money and what I did with my parents' money. You know, I don't know if I'm ready for that responsibility. I don't want to be accountable for other people's money. The manager is accountable to the owner. But there is a reward. Colossians 3, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. That's how I see it in the church. I know that probably 20% of the people that go to my church give 80% of the money. I don't know who. In my church plan, I knew exactly who was giving and who wasn't. And that would, you know, I know someone here is demanding all kinds of things, and I know they hardly give anything. And I didn't want to know all that this time. I don't want to resent people because they're not pulling their weight. They're not pulling their share. And sometimes, you know, I am giving, I am working hard, and if I knew all of you weren't, I'd probably get a little angry at you. But, you know, I want to get away from, I'm doing this for you. I'm not giving the money for you. I'm not, you know, we're doing a renovation at our church. Last night I was there till 10 spraying the ceiling, getting paint all over myself. I'm not doing that for the people. I'm giving my service to the Lord. And God has given me everything. I mean, why shouldn't I work hard? Why shouldn't I give all I can to Him? He's given way beyond what I could ever give back. And I'm not going to worry about other people. I am not doing it for the people. I'm doing it for the Lord. So that's true about anything you do. Any work that you do. I don't care whether it's in the church or whether you're in some secular company. God has called you to do whatever it is you're doing to make a difference, in the people's lives that you work with the vendors, people that you sell to. It doesn't matter. You're on this planet for a short period of time to make a difference, and God has placed you in the spot where you are at. And it doesn't matter what other people are doing. You do it for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Okay, so just doing it because God has blessed you is one thing, but God also says there's actually going to be a reward. I don't know what that is. You know, if we all go to heaven, I don't know what more reward there is. Maybe it's a better cloud. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but God says, you know, you don't have to worry about all the hard work you do. There is a reward. You're not just doing this for nothing. So don't worry about what other people are doing.